विदेश यात्रा के लिए जा रहे हैं. वी आर गोइंग टू अगेन फॉर वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज हियर एंड देयर फ्रॉम वन ग्लोब टू अनदर ग्लोब. सो हम लोग हमारे चतुर्वेदी जी आशीर्वाद देंगे, मंगल स्तोत्र पढ़ करके आशीर्वाद देंगे. इनके आशीर्वाद के लिए हम इनके गले में और आप आशीर्वाद कीजिए. मंगलाचरण कीजिए. व्हाट इज योर टूर प्रोग्राम इन ब्रीफ यू शुड गिव टेल देम. व्हाट इज योर प्रोग्राम from where we will begin and where we will be. And give one copy to Purandar here that when and we will be where.
अरे
मंगल माधव महाराज का छे गोविंदर जी माला आने से ना उठा देखो समय तो दरकार.
By the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, we will again start tomorrow for our Western tour, visiting so many countries. And
beginning from where?
It has begun with Lord Brahma, from time immemorial. As we mentioned during Brajamanda Parikrama, the train has come in track when we start to really glorify the teachings of our Guru Parampara, basically succession, particularly the instructions which are given by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Tanam Rupa Charitari Shakir Tananu, Sunjokane Arasramanasi Niyodhya. This is the only goal why our acharyas, like Sri Gurudev, are traveling all over the world, to bring everyone on the right track, back to home, back to Godhead. So our tour will start in Germany on the 11th of December. We've been invited to come. They've rented a big place. It's a castle. And there's many nice facilities. Many devotees will come who will accompany Sri Gurudev throughout the tour, like Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj, Shamarani Didi, we all know. Vrindavan Vilasini. It is you will come with us everywhere. Krishna Yumna Prabhu, Krishna Bhajan Prabhu. Of course, without Sri Padmanabh Maharaj, tour is very difficult. We would say impossible. Yeah. He is so much serving Sri Gurudev, like none different from Sri Gurudev. So they will all come and enliven everyone assisting Sri Gurudev in this wonderful preaching mission. So after Germany, 6 days, we will go to San Diego on the west coast of America in California. There are also many devotees will assemble. Like last year, 300-400 devotees assembled and wonderful classes, kirtans, everything is going on the ocean shore. After this, Srila Gurudev will go to Hawaii for writing and resting. That is a very wonderful devotee. His name is Vrindavan Prabhu. Many of you may know him. And he has a house right on the ocean where Gurudev can very much concentrate on translation work, writing, and at the same time very healthy, taking bath in the ocean daily. And Gurudev has expressed the desire to increase his time for writing. He so much wants to give these wonderful books which are given by our acharyas for us, so that we will always have have these very special, precious jewels with us, and in this way we can be always sure that we are actually following properly. Like Ujjwa Nilamani, presently working on Vaishnava Rahasya, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Which one, Maharaj? So all these books will be available first in Hindi, and then Sripad Narayana Maharaj, although he is very much wanted everywhere, he has become very popular, and also so many devotees are very inspired by his Harikatha, but he has decided, with the blessings of Srila Gurudev and all senior Vaishnavas, to stay here in Braja, particularly Dhruvasa Ashram, and train all our young boys who are so inspired. I can see the smile on the face of Shyamananda Prabhu. How happy he is to get training. So many of you, you're so lucky. We wanted that all these young devotees who are coming with us on the tour get proper training. Yes, you see that about in the day.
Yeah.
So Srimad Aranya Maharaj will stay here very much to the unhappiness of many devotees, but still he will try to help them. Of course, they will be so happy just to get one moment's association with Srila Gurudev. And we know that Maharaj will be very much inspiring all the young devotees who are with him in Dhruvasa Ashram, training them to also help in translating these very same books into English language. Very important. So in Hawaii, there will be a program of 3-4 days during this period that Gurudev will be writing and resting. After that, we will go to New Zealand. Last year, we went there for the first time. So many wonderful devotees are living there. We've been invited by Kanti Bhai Punya and Jagannath Das Prabhu, who have organized the programs last year, and again they will organize programs in New Zealand. Also local devotees are so much looking forward to receive Srila Gurudev and his entourage. After that, New Zealand, we will come to Fiji. This will be in the beginning of February. In Fiji, there will be a 6-day program. We've been there before. Fiji is like India, a replica of India. So many Indian names and so many Indian inhabitants, Hindi speaking, so many mandirs. So Gurudev will be there for 6 days. Then going to Australia. Australia is very famous. Every year we are visiting Australia. And this year we will arrive on the date of Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja. And there will be a big festival in Wollongong. All of you are invited by Sripad Madhav Maharaj and all of us to come. At least you can write something by email, some offering, if possible. And we will celebrate this very special day in Wollongong with all the local devotees. After this, going to Brisbane for programs. Big Indian community, they're very favorable and so much inspired by Srila Gurudev's preaching. Then Sydney, also in Sydney, wonderful devotees are there, members of the same Punya family as in Fiji, and many influential devotees, they will organize programs in Sydney and in Chesnok. Then after this we will go to Malaysia, Singapore, where will be the final leg of our tour. In Singapore, the devotees have organized programs. Mr. Gupta, Daudayal, and Hrishikesh Maharaj, who is always there working on our publications. Malaysia, also we've been there several times. So many enthusiastic devotees. Some of them came in our Panikram, they will organize programs for all. And after this, we will come back to Bharatvarsh in Calcutta. Gurudev will arrive in Calcutta just before Gaur Purnim. And we will observe Gaur Purnim in Nahudinda with all of you and so many more devotees. Hare Krishna. bunch of help to keep this stuff.
Now I'm fully satisfied and very happy that from Jaipur, Govinda Dev has sent Prasadi Mala, that you will be successful. So I'm sure that this is the sign of our successful preaching everywhere, and then we will return here. Also, I'm very happy that Srimān Ban Maharaj, he is going where?
Brazil,
and so many places.
Bolivia,
Argentina, and Chile, and all will come and join his preaching. And after that, he may go to where?
Bolivia, England.
And from there, in European countries, and then he may return back before Gopur. No?
Yes.
Gopur. Also, Srimān Bhaktivedanta Tirth Maharaj going for a great mission in Bengal, village to village, to collect and invite for Gaur Purnima, for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will go at least 60 to 80 villages, daily 3 times, big pandal programs, everywhere. Also pray his success. Also, Vishakha, Kishori Mohan,
Sudevi. They are going to Australia.
Fiji. And they may join us in Fiji and here and there. In everywhere in the world, they are preaching now. Very helpful for me. Also, here, though Aranya Maharaj is here, he will preach and train so many qualified boys that they should be trained to translate my books for helping in publications and so many things. And after Gaur Purnima, he will go with me everywhere. Shripad Urukram Prabhu, he will be for some time, 2-3 weeks here, and then he will go to Australia and nearby Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia also. Everywhere he will preach, and he can meet anywhere if it is favorable.
Radhanath.
Where is Radhanath? He's not here. Radhanath Prabhu. Why were he there? Why not coming here? Radhanath Prabhu is also living in 2-3 days, and he is going to Philippines, and from there Australia, Singapore, here and there. Oh, Shyamrani and others.
Before you left, Krishna
yes.
Bhajan.
Krishna Bhajan and
then Australia.
Krishna Bhajan
in Australia.
He is in Australia, and he will meet me in San Diego. Dhrishtadyumna Prabhu is also going, and so many. I think that those who are here, they are also helping me, making some improvement in my preaching, anyhow, in publication or here. So I pray for all that Krishna should be merciful to them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna. And they should preach this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere in the world and with no loop and hole. We should not act anything that defects or preaching. Character should be okay. No one should tell that, oh, he is bad character. He is selfish. He is not serving Gurudev. He is independent, not like this. And thus, with a very white character. Huh? White character, you know? Good character. Without a spot. Without falling down. No weakness. Go on chanting, remembering and serving Gurudev and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the line of Sri Lord. Rupa Goswami. What I have explained, the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, especially you try to follow all these. If you are going, and this is the goal of our life, and by this, like a life light or sea light for
lighthouse.
Boats.
Lighthouse.
And we should go in one point, Krishna. Don't be weak. Always try to see Krishna and Guru in her. Always. And thus go. You should speak something. ज्ञान जन सला क्या चक्षुन्मित तस्मै श्री गुरुवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावन वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्रिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण नाम्ने गौरत्रिशे भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्षे क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरं कृपामयि शरणं प्रपन्न वन्दे नमस्ते I told about the preachers who are helping me, also told about those who are helping us in our publication. Also, I want to plead to the lady devotees and others who are returning to their homes after Brajmandal Parikrama. Return back what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Purim Gram was. You should go, return back, taking the mission, making your object of the life, lady devotees also, and they should preach the mission as at the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, the part of playing of lady devotees is not less than male devotees. They used to distribute books in airport, in hotels, in trains, in aeroplanes, here, there, and the mission. So you should be very strong. Don't be weak. Always remember Krishna and Gurudev always here. Don't be weak. And you should preach our mission. And be very strong. Also, you have some duty for Gurudev and for Krishna. One devotee came from Germany. You? From Germany or Finland? Who came? No, no, from just now he came. You? From where?
France.
France. But you were in Germany with your France. Very. How many days you will be here? Then return back. Oh. Anyone recognized you and gave reception, something? Nothing. I think that we should, Madhava Maharaj knows our Pundarik. Pundarik should take care of this new coming devotee. You know, perhaps.
He's not initiated by
you. Oh, no. I remembered one who
he's
came.
He's father of Giridhari.
Oh, he is father of Giridhari. So I want to make him a pure devotee. Very, very pure. My blessing. Tomorrow in morning, you should come to me. I will give you net bead. I am chanting this. Hare Krishna. I am very happy. Will you accept this mercy?
Oh. Yes.
Forcibly I will give you. Very good. Thank you. I thought that the son-in-law of that German lady, very bold. No, I don't. Anyhow, tomorrow, kal hum logon ne samoham sarvuteshu name desho asti na priya ye bhajant tu mam bhaktya maite tej chash. Iska thoda sa explanation humne bataya, thoda sa. Yadyapi bhagwan sarvatra hai, sam hai, किंतु जो उनका भजन करता है वो भी उनका उसी रूप में उनके होते हैं। दो भगवान कृष्ण इज नॉट पार्शियल, हैव नो पार्शियलिटी एनीवेयर, ही इज इक्वल टू ऑल, बट ही इज नॉट इक्वल टू ऑल। फॉर भक्त ही हैज सम पार्शियलिटी एंड दिस पार्शियलिटी इज नॉट बैड, ये उनका सर्वोत्तम गुण है। This is the highest quality of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mukunda Mala Stotra se ek aur shlok le rahe hain. Shrinivan Sato Bhagavato Gunakirtanani Dehena Jasya Pulukod Gamaru Maraji Notpaddate Nayanyo Vimalambu Mala Dhiktasya Jivitamaho Pursadhamas. गुरु वैष्णवों के मुख से हरि के नाम रूप गुण लीला संबंधी कीर्तनों को सुन करके जिसके देह में पुलक नहीं होता, रोमावली खड़ी नहीं हो जाती, रोमांचित नहीं हो, हृदय पिघलता नहीं, अश्रु विगलित नहीं होता, और उस पुरुष अधम पुरुष के जीवन को धिक्कार है, उनको धिक्कार है। व्हाट इज द मीनिंग?
This is the next verse of Vajrasya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has quoted this from Mukunda Mala Stotram. In this verse, it is stated that, oh, if there is a person who is listening to the kirtan of Sri Hari's name, form, qualities and pastimes directly from the lotus mouth of Sadguru and Vaishnavas, yet that person, upon hearing, his hairs don't stand on end, his body does not tremble, his heart is not melting, and tears don't flow from his eyes, alas, alas, that person is the lowest of all, and their life is completely condemned. Fie on them, fie on them.
साधु मुखे जे जन कृष्णाम गुणगन सुनिया न हईल पुलकित नैने विमल जल ना बहिल अनर्गल सेवे सेवा केनो रहिल जीवित। साधुओं के मुख से, संतों के मुख से कृष्ण के नाम रूप गुण लीला की महिमा को सुनकर जिसके हृदय पुलकित नहीं हो जाता, आंखों से विमल अश्रुधारा प्रवाहित नहीं होती, वो किस लिए जीवित है, किस लिए जीवित है, why he is so alive, he should die. एक हियरिंग दी नाम रूप गुण लीला द स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण हियरिंग द नेम एंड इफ एनीवन इज नॉट व्हाट हेयर स्टैंडिंग हार्ट मेल्टिंग टीयर्स ऑलवेज निरंतर कमिंग फ्रॉम द आई देन ही हैज नो राइट टू अलाइव. So much dhikkar, fie on him, fie on him. Bhajan rahasya vritti. Sadhak, inhe shlokon ka uchcharan karte hue kehte hain. Kya? Oh, sadhu mukh se hari katha sun karke bhi mera kathor chitta dravit nahi hota. Yah mere apradhon ka phal hai. Ek, tears are not coming, hair not melt, not standing, heart not melting. Oh, this is the fruit of my offenses. जो एक बार कृष्ण नाम की महिमा सुनता है उसका चित्त पिघल जाता है. जो कोई ऐसा सुनता है उसका चित्त पिघल जाता है. किंतु मेरे चित्त में तत्व की उपलब्धि नहीं हुई, मेरे जीवन को धिकार है. Fie on me, fie. Especially you should know that Uttam Mahabhagavat can tell like this and they will be for this. Though he has no offense, they will. Radhika mein, Srimati Radhika. Like Sridham, you know where he is now? Bansibati. What telling? What? Weeping. So, this should come in our heart. मेरे चित्त में इस तत्व की उपलब्धि नहीं हुई, मेरे जीवन को धिक्कार, ऐसा अनुताप कर. इस विषय में एक जनश्रुति कथा है. साधु समाज में कोई व्यक्ति हरि कथा श्रवण आता था. वो कौन? रघुनाथ भट्ट. बहुत सुंदर रूप से वृंदावन में हरि कथा करते थे, रूप गोस्वामी के ही सभा में. समस्त श्रोता श्रवण कर आनंद में अप्लावित हो रहे थे. सभी श्रोता, कोई रो रहा है, किसी का लाला गिर रहा है, कोई कुछ हो रहा है, कोई चित्त द्रवित हो रहा है. किंतु वो जो व्यक्ति वो सारी कथा में श्रवण करने आता था उसका चित्त द्रवित नहीं होता था. उसको बड़ी ग्लानी हुई. अगले दिन उस व्यक्ति ने कथा श्रवण के समय अपनी आंखों में पिसी हुई मिर्च लगा ली. फिर तो नेत्र से आंसुओं की धारा झड़ी लग गई. कथा वाचक वैष्णव संत ये देख रहे थे. कथा के अंत में उन्होंने उस व्यक्ति को बुलाकर साधु बात की. हमने सुना था जो चित्त द्रवित न हो, आंखें यदि आंसू न हो तो उसको दंड देना. आपने ये दंड दिया, आज मैंने जीवन में पहली बार देखा. आप सचमुच में समझे. और ऐसे करके आलिंगन किया और वो व्यक्ति सचमुच में रोने लग गया उस साधु की कृपा से. जो इंद्रिया कृष्ण के भजन में नहीं लगती उन्हें इसी प्रकार से दंड देना चाहिए. आप महात्मा हैं और यह शास्त्र वचन है, किंतु आपने साक्षात इसे प्रत्यक्ष करा दिया. तो श्रीमद् भागवत में भी ऐसा कहा गया है, उन इंद्रियों का धारण करना व्यर्थ है जो भगवान की सेवा में. ऐसा सुनते ही बस चित्त प्रवृत्त उसका. तो ऐसे हृदय से ये बात व्हाट आई टोल्ड.
So, Srila Gurudev explained that a sadhak who is doing bhajan, he blames himself and criticizes himself with the moods expressed in this verse. Why am I not crying? This is because I have committed so many aparads. So, in this regard, it's explained that once a person came into the society of sadhus and he came there and he had been listening to Harikatha. And everyone who was hearing the Harikatha they were completely drowned in deep ecstatic moods. But this person, his heart was not changed at all. So he became somewhat depressed about this. So the next day, he came into that association. And at the time of hearing, he took some red chili and he rubbed the chili in his eyes. And then, from his eyes, the tears started to come down. So, when the Vaishnava was speaking the Harikatha, he saw this. And at the end of the Katha, he called that person. And he said to him, "Oh, that person whose senses are not completely engaged in the service of Sri Krishna, then he should be given punishment. This is the conclusion of all the Shastras."
Oh, yeah.
So then, so it said in Srimad Bhagavatam, the one who senses they're not engaged in Krishna service, then his life is completely wasted. So when that person heard this from the sadhu, then he began to cry, and tears were streaming from his eyes.
Krishna tvadiya padapankaj panjaranta madvaiva me vishatu manasa rajahanta pran pranayan samaye kapabrat pitchai kanta avarodhan vidau bhajanam tastu. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in sabki anuvad unhone kiya hai. Hey Krishna, meri prarthna hai ki mera manas rajahanta aapke padapankaj rupi पिंजरे में आबद्ध हो रस सागर में निवास करे. प्राण निकलते समय में कंठ कप बात पीत द्वारा अवरुद्ध हो जाएगा, उस समय आपके नाम का किस प्रकार स्मरण होगा. इन द ओल्ड डेज एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ कप बात एंड पीत व्हाट ऑल विल कम एंड यू कैन नाउ आई एम नॉट. And what will be at the time of death? All will come here. You will try to speak something. You cannot. Or cough will not come out. And then you will die. You cannot remember Krishna at that time. Better we should chant now. Without anything here. We cannot control our mind without chanting. How chanting? If so many thoughts, ideas are coming here. Like if you take one jar of water from any river or pond, at once quickly water will come and fulfill that empty thing. Without any moment, in a moment. So, you are going to chant your Guru Mantra, your all these things, and all are coming
like
a river. You cannot control. But if you are chanting like Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Don't give a time that they should come. Always chant. And you will see that, very easily it is that. Nothing to ask. Always remember. If you are in mind you are chanting, all they will come. They are all easily they will come. So you should try to chant. Hare Krishna, they are coming and you should try to drive them out, drop them out.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Try to remove all your worldly desires and all these thoughts and everything. And thus you will see that pure name will come. Easy. No other. Now time is over. You will have to go Vrindavan here and there. And from tomorrow you will return all to your places. Try to go to keep all these things in your heart that we have discussed in these 1.5 months in Puri and here. And return back and preach our mission that day. Go, Prema.
Thus ends the class on the evening of the 6th of December 2001 in Mathura. Hare Krishna.